Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Great. Now, we're going to welcome Pastor Jonathan to bring the word this morning. How many of you like being around people that everything is can do, will do, nothing's impossible, the universe is not big enough, somebody who's always up, positive, looking for ways to get answers, solutions, and all of that kind of stuff? How many of you like to be working with somebody like that all the time? Well, I have that privilege and that honor to be working with Pastor Jonathan. He's working with me, and he's part of the leadership of the church here. And it's great to have somebody who's got a real spirit of faith, is always happy and bouncy and very encouraging. So let's welcome PJD, so as he comes to bring the word this morning. Brilliant.
Men and women of valor in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Man, you look handsome. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And how many men for the front line have we got in the house this morning? We sound like a bunch of girls. How many men for the front line? Come on, let's hear it. All the men said amen, and all the women said amen. So I was just thinking about today, there was a load of great one-liners that I could come out with. I'm not going to, because we've got guests here and you don't know me. But I just felt encouraged this morning in so many ways. First one is, when I arrived in the church almost 18 years ago, it was 18 years ago tomorrow. My wife, who's sitting somewhere out the way, and my two girls who are grown up and doing stuff, God called us down to be part of the Bible school. And we were a group of 23 students there, and I just had a tremendous kind of series of events that helped us to come to be students. But at that time, all I was really interested in was just doing good and cutting grass. And I just want to give an appreciation to Pastor Colin and Clive for setting us as a family, me as a man, my wife, as a woman and as a mother, a tremendous example of how to live full out for God and full out for people. And I know that the blokes on the front line, man, we're ready to lay hold of that heritage and step into something new and fresh, aren't we? Now, we don't have to wait 18 years, thank God. But I'm just so thankful that we've got men around us who are promoting us to succeed. And this very short message, I've kind of been running with it for a few weeks, so I seek to live out of it, is God wants you and I to live outside of average. Average is for other people, it's not for you and it's not for me. We're not average. I was involved a lot in maths and physics and stuff. And there was a really unfortunate word that describes the lowest number in the average and the highest. And you add them up and it's called the mean average. Matt, we don't want to be mean average. We don't want to be mean anything. But I believe God wants you to know, whether you're here for the first time and a 10th time and a 100th time, if you're watching on the stream, God has broken the power of average over your life. Average doesn't exist in our life and in our culture anymore. So I did a bit of a Google search. For those of you that know what that is, neither do I. But I did a bit of a search on my computer. There's a couple of facts. First fact that we're celebrating and recognising today is this. Do you want to know what it is? Birthdays are really good for you. The more you have, the longer you live. It's a brilliant fact. The more birthdays you have, the longer you live. I love that. Second fact is this. One out of one people die. That's it. That's going to change the rest of your future and destiny. Here's a few facts. This is based on a real census that was taken a couple of years ago now. There are 17.2 million family units living in the United Kingdom. It's a lot of people, isn't it? A lot of men, women, children, all this kind of thing. 70% of that 17.2 million have a married couple at the head of them. And of course, you know, with the way that society is at the moment, it doesn't necessarily have to be a man and a woman married to each other anymore. How many of you know God wants to change the average? God wants to change the statistics, if you like. 79% of those 17.2 million have a mobile phone. That's a lot of phones, isn't it? If you've got a phone on now, just put it on vibrate or self-explode. If it goes off, when we'll all know. I've got an amazing phone at the moment. It kind of does its own thing. It rings when it's supposed to be quiet. It vibrates when it's supposed to be silent. It's called an iPhone. I'm convinced that I should not be involved in phones. I have died and my life has now been hidden in iPhone. I mean, I was always worried when it came out. It's like, you are kidding me. He wants an iPhone. But 79% of people have a mobile phone. I don't know what they do when they want to ring each other. Because you can't all do that at once because there's not enough space. 79% of those 17.2 million people live in a house that's either mortgaged or rented. Now, at the moment, maybe that's you. It probably is some of us. And maybe in this situation financially, that's a real pressure. Well, let me tell you, God wants you and me to live outside of the average. He wants us to live above mean. He wants us to live above mediocre and just normal. That's why I don't like the word average. Of this 17.2 million people, and this one's kind of funny, 40% have two cars, and one of those is likely to be a Ford Focus. Now, if that is you, if that is you, you're not here. You might be pushing it or praying over it. If you're watching on the stream, you're late, okay, buy another car. But it's likely that half of you have been convinced to buy a Ford Focus. You are full of grace. 65% of you have a home PC. And I kind of went slightly on a tangent here. And in my home, I've got a home PC. I've read all of his books. Got loads of DVDs. I've even probably got a T-shirt. But the average is, what's that, 65%, there's about 14 million computers in homes spread all over this. The last one, I think this is kind of interesting as well, 52% of those 17.2 million homes have a pet. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife, maybe you wish it was, but let me tell you, I want to let you know almost this afternoon, it could well be this evening by the time we finish, that God wants you and I to live outside of the averages. He doesn't want us to be just a statistic on a home site, on a website, or just having an average day, an average life, or an average future. But actually, it's in God's heart right now today for you to live above your average potential. I just want you to leave with that. This is kind of interesting. Being a grandparent, I can relate to some of this. We spend an average amount of our time, about 39% of our week, sleeping. All right, so don't do it now, okay? Shake yourself. This is not time to top up your average. 39% of your week, you're asleep. I believe when we know Jesus, and I'll prove it to you in the scriptures in a moment, is even that 39% of time we're asleep, God wants to increase our average. He wants to speak to you, speak to me, impress himself upon you and on me. Even when we're asleep, God isn't asleep. We spend about 22% of our time apparently on leisure. Leisure, I don't know what that is. I work for Kingdom Faith, I don't know what that is. I had enough trouble with the 39% sleep one. It's like, you are kidding me. there is somebody around me, maybe it's you, that has 100% sleep, because I'm not getting 39, you must be getting more. Some of you are living above your average already, you don't even know. Well, that's all right, you can thank me later, hallelujah, but I'm not living with 39% of my day asleep, because I don't want to live in that average. And neither do I want to live 22% of my week just doing my own thing, because I want to change the average. Another average here, is this all right? Oh, so you have to say that, because I've got the microphone, you haven't, and I've got this. Excellent. Paid work, this is a dubious one, 18% of the week we spend doing paid work. Unless you have a Ford Focus, which case it's double that. Meals and personal time is around 8%. Travelling around is 7%. If we have children, that changes a little bit where our sleep comes less. And if you've got parents, you'll know that. Don't moan, because your parents probably said the same about you. Our average weekly spend is every week is about £110 a week on either a mortgage or a rent. That's the national average. About £85 a week on transport, about £83 a week on recreation, £65 a week on food and non-alcoholic beverages. Again, I don't meet that average. Some of you must really pork out sometimes. Who said yes? £20 a week on alcohol and tobacco. That isn't us. Is it? It's not us. And about £5 on health, which is why we could be one of the unfittest nations in Europe. How many of you know God wants you to live above the average and outside of the average? And actually, I believe, as we just get into the scriptures in a moment, God's going to convince you and convict me that we can change the average. You're right there. Change brand. Is God wants us to change the average. We're going to look at a few scriptures. Are you ready? It's in Matthew chapter 3. All right. John's forgotten his Bible. Go and get it, mate, quick. John's got to make the coffee. Milk, no sugar. Anybody else want to order one from John on the way out? You didn't realise that we did takeaway, did you? They're about to come and take me away if I keep on like that. So here we go. I love it. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptised by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptised by you, and do you come to me? I believe one of the ways in which God changes our average is we've got to go where Jesus is going. Somewhere in my world, in my set of averages, I've got to let Jesus come in. I might consider I'm living above those averages or below them. Maybe I really want to be like Mr. Jones next door. But let me tell you, Jesus wants to come right into your average now. He wants to come right into your piece of geography, your workplace, your home life, your financial life. He wants to come into your average and totally change it. He just wants to change it. Jesus replied, John, you need to baptize me because this is right. I believe only God has the right averages. I believe only God's got the right statistics. I believe only God has got the right idea. I believe only God's got the right kind of expectation for my life, for your life, for our life. I believe only Jesus really has the answer. Because those statistics were taken before financial crisis and geological crisis and football crisis and all kind of crisis. And how many of you know that none of it surprised God? He still set his average. He's still got a rule to work to, if you would. He's still got a plan and he's going to work it out. And our average, the world's average, the UK stats are not going to change his plan at all. Indeed, I'm going to suggest as we read on, that as we become Christians, as we live for Christ, we change the average of those around us. It goes on here, verse 16, as soon as Jesus was baptized, and we've seen five or six people come through this, so we've got it in our head. These guys came up and made a decision. I'm being baptized because I believe God changes the averages when he comes into our reason for changing them. God changes my average when he comes in and wants to change it with me. It's like, I don't want you living like that. I want you to live a bit happy. I want you to live a bit joyful. I want to live you a little bit hopeful. I can't change my own average, but Jesus can change it. Jesus wants to come into our lives afresh, even this morning, this afternoon, almost this evening, and he wants to change the way that we see life. This week is not just another week. Tomorrow's not just another Monday. It's another school run. It's another way. No, Jesus wants to come and change our average outlook. So when we look out, it's like, man, this can happen, that can happen. I'm going to change the numbers. I'm going to change the balance into God's favor this week. Are you still with me? Somebody said, you haven't got much time, speak really quickly. This is me speaking really quickly. In a minute, I'll miss every other word out, then every third word out. You can make up the bits yourself in the middle. Jesus was baptized, as we were seen here. He went up out of the water. I tell you what, sometimes average people don't realize just how much water they're either treading or they're walking on. As a Christian, we're supposed to walk on it, not just tread it. As a man or woman who knows Christ personally, we're not here just to tread water. That's the average. We're here to rise above it, to come out of it somehow, to come out of our current and into something fresh. To stand above it, if you would, head and shoulders. That's you, that's me. That changes the average. You see, one of the averages which God changes is one out of one Christians succeed. I'm not talking about a budgie. Got to think about that one. Sucks. Oh, never mind. One out of one Christians succeed. One out of one Christians have a future and a hope. One out of one Christians have a tremendous heritage that they can live in. One out of one. It's not 79% or 65% or maybe 99%. It's 100%. It's changed the average. At that moment, heaven was opened. I believe this is the crux of a changed average. I've got access to somewhere else. I've got access into somewhere else. I've got access into something that doesn't live with averages. I've got access into something that changes the average, that transforms the average, that impacts itself upon my average and changes it. Yeah. How many of you know that as a Christian, you're also under an open heaven? It's changed your average. Yeah. It means I'm constantly connecting into someone constantly reliable. I've got access beyond the stats tell me. It's changed me. I'm not average anymore. I'm above average. Yeah. And so are you if you know Christ today. I love it. Heaven was opened and the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus. I love that. My average is not about my ability to work, then take retirement, then to have time off, then leisure time. No, God has given me through this access 100% power all the time. That's the average. 100% enabling all the time. That's the average. 100% enabling by the presence of God, that's the average. 100% the person of the Holy Spirit in our lives all the time, that's your average now. It's changed our average. We don't need weeks off to get recovered. We just need to come through the door of this openness and find the average again. Because they shall grow not old or weary, and they shall have their youth renewed. It breaks the averages. Oh, we can do more than we think we can. We can go further than we think we can. We can have more than we think we have because the Spirit of God changes the average in the day-to-day of our lives. Then it goes on a little bit more, and I love this. And a voice, verse 17, a voice. That's just the voice of statistics. That's just the voice of numbers. That's just the voice based on the time, the season. That's just the voice based on the culture, the climate. This voice is based on God. This voice is God. This voice will never tell you a lie, never deceive you. This word always comes in the right time, in the right way, in the right season. This word is always totally trustworthy, always totally active, and always does exactly what it says on the tin. It will change your average. It will change your average. What did this voice say? This is my son. I'm so thankful that my life doesn't belong to the averages of this society anymore. I'm not tied in to how the world wants to live and the way it wants to live it. I'm not tied in now to what financial crisis is going on or any other crisis. That's not the bedrock now of my life, because I'm now owned by someone else. I'm now possessed. Oh, I want to be possessed. Oh, hallelujah. I love it. I love being possessed. A lot of people think I am, but in a different kind of way. I don't care, because I know where I've come from. And what's more important is I know where I'm going. And what's even more important is I know who's coming with me. Because what I've understood is I'm now a son of someone. That's changed the average. I'm not an orphan. I'm not an also-ran. I'm not a could-be, should-be, would-be. I'm a son. I'm part of something bigger than me. I'm going somewhere bigger than me. I'm going with people bigger than me. Man, I'm possessed by God and I love it. I think it's brilliant. Every time it's up, everything he's got, he gives me. What a deal. Changes my averages. Oh, I've got to have one miserable day this month. Why? You've got to have flu in the winter. Why? Oh, it's coming around. It's not coming around me. Everybody's got it. You're going to catch it. No, I'm not, because my average is changed. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh. I'm almost getting off the ground. David, you're a good man. Keep taking the tablets. So the average has changed. Really hard to get out of the packet, aren't they? This is my son. I don't know. You might be sitting here and you may never have heard God, who is alive today, which is why these averages don't stand a chance. Man, if we were worshipping some other God who's dead, goodbye. But this God speaks. Amen. This God lives. This God is alive. Hallelujah today. Says, this is my son whom I love. Oh, yes. You're one of the 79%. Stop it right now. Today, I'm not going to be that possible 1% that God can't love. Because God loves you. Might not like what I do sometimes. In fact, I know he doesn't. But he loves me. He loves me so much he doesn't want to keep me as I am. He wants to change my average lifestyle so it becomes more like his average lifestyle. He wants to change my average future so it's the same as his. He wants to change my bank balance so it's like his. And it's massive! Hallelujah! Man, there is no bank big enough to put his money in. It's huge. Foot and mouth, never touch those kells. Hallelujah. With him, I'm well pleased. I think for this, I suppose this is my motive for wanting to change the averages, to go against the normal. Because I know my God will put a stamp of approval on stuff as long as I ask him what it is. I'll say, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? You can do that. That I might be trying to push against the averages. And it's like it's hard work and people just look so miserable. Give them a day off to Jesus, please. Either that or let's find some sellotape and put a little bit here and a bit there. And hello, walk around like that for a week. Lord, deliver them. Jesus said, I'm with you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you in the middle of change and let you try and do it on your own. I'm not going to leave you as if you're pushing concrete uphill, because that's just how your life is at the minute. He says, no, I'm going to be pushing it with you. Amen. Because I want to change your average. I want to change your normal, because normal doesn't exist to God. Normal is like he lives. That's normal. Open heaven. Knowing who God the Father is and living it out as a son. Oh, that's normal. That's not average. That's normal. Knowing that God wants to put a stamp of approval on our lives, saying, yeah, you can do that. You can be that. You can see that. I want to give you that. I want to do that. That is average. Oh, well, I live on the wrong side of town. Not if he lives there with you, you don't. I came from the wrong family heritage. Not if you belong to him. You come from a different heritage. Oh, well, you don't know where I've come from. I don't care. He knows where you're going. Well, I didn't learn much at school. That's all right. He'll teach you on the way. I can't speak very well. No, neither can I. 18 years ago, it was like, just give me a lawnmower. I'll speak to the grass. That's better than smoking it. Sorry. So I only meant to think that. Sorry. What I'm saying is God today wants, if you know Christ, he wants you to know this. You're not average. You're not here for normality. You're not here just because you're here and there's nothing else to do. You're here because he's called you. You're here because he's called you personally into the heart of God. He's here because he's called you out of the mundane into the tremendously exciting. One of the things I believe is that God is going to release, I already feel it, God is releasing a spirit of adventure out of the men. Come on, you blokes. There was a bit I do, a bit you do, and a bit we do. That was a bit we do. Come on, you blokes, there's a spirit of adventure in your workplace, in your home, in your business life, in your marriage life. God wants you to change the average over your life. In your parenting, he wants you to become different. In the way you raise your kids, he wants you to be different than average. 40% of 20 to 24-year-olds stay much longer at home now. Why? Because we haven't trained them very well. There's the door. You know how to use it. Hallelujah. Govern the grace of God. Praise you. If you're going to stay around, then support the place. Pray for it. Give into it. We need to change the trends. You can look on the TV and see God alone knows what is becoming the average. The average content of your news, your newspapers, I know what it's going to be. We're here to change it. Don't believe everything you read in the paper, but believe everything you read in this one. Because this will never change. We've got to die to being average. Well, people my age do this. Well, don't. Stop it. People of my age get this condition. Not you. Stop it. People like me, when my dad was this age, I did this. I'm not my dad. I'm his son. Don't live like your ancestors lived. Change the average. Change the normal. Change the nominal. Be the first one in your place to do something for God in a new way. Be the first person to see a miracle in your workplace. Be the first person to see God use you to heal someone in your playground. Be the first person to see a creative miracle through your hands. Be the first. Set the new average. Oh, well, I had a go and it didn't work. So I didn't do it again. So you're thinking is one out of one people fail. But what God has said is no, you keep going, you'll succeed. I'll change your average. And you'll see tens, hundreds, neighbours, loved ones come into Christ because you lived above the average. You'll see creative miracles. You'll see finances swept into your bank balance because you refuse to go with the average. How many of you want to live above the average? About three of us. Okay, how many of you on the stream? Okay. If you want to live above this average, you'll stand up. That's easy to do. One out of one people stood up. You've just changed the average. It's easy, isn't it? You see, I have to make a decision to live out of what I know God has done. I have to decide to live with an open heaven. So I do. I have to live, to try to live, actually I'm possessed by God, so I do. I need to make a decision. God loves me, he's going to care for me, he's going to change me, he's going to forgive me, like he probably will have to in a moment. because God won't detach himself. Just close your eyes, it all goes dark. That's normal, that's average. If you're on the stream, close your eyes as well. You won't be able to see your telly, but you'll be able to hear it. It's fine. I believe God has already released a tremendous breakthrough anointing here today. I love that word that Pastor Clyde brought about being enthusiastic. Why? Because enthusiasm means I'm full of God. I love that word. Some people say, why are you so enthusiastic? I can't help it. God hasn't had a day off yet. Why are you always happy? Oh, when he gets off his throne, I'll be miserable. Don't give reasons to be average. Give reasons why you shouldn't be. Because if you know Christ, and some of you may not do, if you know Christ, then you need to know he's your Father today. You need to know Jesus. He came to die for you. He came to live for you too, but first he came to die for you. So you could exchange your average for his above average. But there is a power that God wants to put into our lives. This power to change the nominal, this power to change the average, and that power is here for you and it's here for me. If you know Christ, then you need to know this. You can live above the average if you choose to. You don't have to conform to what's going on around you. You can change it from the inside. You need to know right now that God has put you where you are to change the average of where you are. He's put you where you live to change the climate, the culture, the expectation of where you live. We are not looking at land from the outside in. We're in it now. We're here to change where we are for the glory of God. Let's just lift up our hands, shall we, unto the Lord? Why don't you just bless him out of your own mouth, whether you know Christ or not. Just bless him. Just thank him that you can live above the average. You can live above the normal. You can live above the nominal. You can live above the expected. You can live above what the world says is available and possible. Just thank him right now that you can live way, way, way beyond your own capacity. Way beyond the statistics about your current circumstances and lifestyle. Because over your life, if you know Christ, is an open heaven. If you don't know Christ today, then you need to know he wants access into your life. He wants to come into your world and change it. He wants to come into your life and transform it like some of these brilliant testimonies we've heard. Now, my life used to be rubbish, we've heard, but suddenly I know I have a hope. That same hope is alive for you today. Now, if you've got your hands up or whether you haven't, and you, it's like, what is this bloke talking about? What I'm talking about is get to know Jesus today. He's the only one that can change your average. If you don't know this Jesus, then you, after we finish here, you just come straight up here and talk to either myself or a couple of the guys that were baptizing people. We would love to introduce you to Jesus Christ today. So that you can see what I'm talking about is not a fairy story, it's not a history book, it's true. That this door into access to God is open today, and it's open right now, and it's open for you, and it's open for me. But to get through it, we've got to make some right choices. We've got to receive Christ in the right way, and then we need to receive Christ's power in the right way so that we can live not for ourselves, not for the nominal anymore, but we're going to live for God. Now, if you know Christ, and I guess most of you do, you just need to be thankful that Christ, this week, you're going to have an exceptional week. You're going to have an extraordinary week. You're going to have a miracle week. You're going to have a breakthrough after a breakthrough after a breakthrough. God is going to give you more and more and more and more. He's going to lead you into greater and greater and greater than you've ever thought possible. Father, I want to thank you for your words. Father, I thank you for the anointing on it to make it true and real in our reality. I declare a breakthrough over marriages, households, parenting, single people, married people, people in the workplace, people in the marketplace, a miracle week this week. That we're going to change the averages over our town, over our community. We're going to change the normal into your normal. And for that, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory and we give you all the honour. Let's exalt the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.